Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Chapter 79, Lord Balaram goes on Tirtha Yatra around India, pilgrimage. Amavasya, this demoniac son of Balavala, named Ilavala, arrived to contaminate the yajna of the Brahmins in Naimisharanya. The demon was huge and black, with a copper-red beard and hair, fangs and furrowed eyebrows. Seeing a demon, Balaram called for his plow and his club, cracked his head open and killed him in a second. The sages were happy, and the pujaris and rishis were happy, and they awarded Balaram a Vaijanti garland made of unfading lotuses, in which the goddess of fortune was residing in that garland. Then Balaram went to the river Sarayu, and then he arrived in Prayag. He visited and bathed in each of the rivers such as Gomati, Gandaki, Vipassa. He worshipped the peach trees at Gaya and his forefathers. Bathed the Ganga Sagar. He went to Jagannath Puri. It seems likely. Vaishnava says, Balaram did not go to the great pilgrimage place, which is one of the Char Dhams of India, Badrinath, Dwarka, Rameshwaram, and Jagannath Puri. Why did Balaram not visit Jagannath Puri, although he went to every other place? Snand Goswami says he wanted to avoid the embarrassment of having to worship himself along with the forms of Krishna, Bala, Bhadra, and Subhadra. Well, in Rameshwar, he went to Rameshwaram and all over the different holy places. He heard the report of the ongoing battle of Kurukshetra, that Bhima and Duryodhan were club fighting. Well, he taught both of them, so he went there to stop their fighting. Arjuna, Krishna, and Yudhisthira welcomed Balaram. They actually remained silent, worried about what Balaram had come there to say. Balaram addressed Duryodhan and Bhima. Bhima is greater in physical strength, and Duryodhana is greater in knowledge of club fighting. Since you're so evenly matched, I don't think either one of you will win. However, Bhima and Duryodhana, enraged by the fighting spirit, did not listen to Balaram's meaningful words. Understanding that the battle was providential arrangement, Balaram returned to Dwarka, performed so many Vedic sacrifices there. And there's a boon in text 34 at the end of chapter 79. Yonu smarita na ramasya karman yad bhutta karmana sayam prata anantasya vishnu sa dayato bhavet. One who regularly remembers the amazing pastimes of Balaram at sunrise, dawn, and sunset, dusk, become very dear to Krishna or Vishnu, younger brother of Balaram. Vishnu Sadayato Bhavet.